This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, the Biden administration has suspended enforcement of its vaccination and testing requirements for private businesses after a federal appeals court halted the rules pending review. That story after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, is abiding by court order and suspending enforcement of the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate on large private businesses. In a statement shared to OSHA's website, the agency said the court ordered that OSHA take no steps to implement or enforce the Testing Emergency Temporary Standard, ETS, until further court order. The agency said it remains confident in its authority to protect workers in emergencies. The suspension comes after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit upheld a stay on the mandate. In response to the court's decision, the Department of Justice said it will vigorously defend the rules laid out by OSHA. Judge Kurt D. Engelhardt, in an opinion for the three-judge panel, called the Biden policy, quote, fatally flawed and staggeringly overbroad, arguing that it likely exceeds the authority of the federal committee and raises serious constitutional concerns. OSHA is complying with the Fifth Circuit's stay, a Department of Labor official said. OSHA is not enforcing or implementing the regulations, so they are not engaging or offering compliance assistance. OSHA had originally given employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatened thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Prior to the suspension of enforcement for the mandate, senior administration officials said OSHA would assist employers in developing their own vaccine and testing standards. Fines for willfully failing to comply with the mandate could reach as much as $14,000 per violation, with the potential for multiple citations per businesses. Several congressional Republicans, as well as governors and state officials across the country, have pushed back against the Biden administration's vaccination efforts. A coalition of Republican attorneys filed suit against the federal contractor mandate. I'm Angela Donatio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast. You'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.